And that was Jennifer Milot with You Promised. And as I promised, on the air with me, I have former number one here at Music Mafia Radio, ISA award winner, other award winners. I mean, the awards have just been piling up. I've got Jennifer Milot on the line. Hi, darling.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Trust me, the pleasure is all mine. All mine. And so we got the weather conversation out of the way off air. And so other than the fact that I should have told you it's been like 70 and gorgeous here in North Carolina for like.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
The last forever. Yeah.
Indiana can't make up its mind in the past couple of days. It's been snowy and sunshiny and, you know, the flowers are blooming, but there's snow on top of them. So we don't know what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's typical. Typical indie weather. So
yes,
God, where do we start? Let's see, where are we going to start? Well, I guess we'll just start. Why don't you give our listeners now? Granted, I just based on the show chat, I'm guessing that a few of these people have heard this story before. But when did you start getting involved with music?
Ooh, so. Ever since I was like 7 or 8 years old, I was really into the arts. I fell in love with dance and singing. So I was doing competitive dance, doing performances with my singing and also like national competitions with singing, all that kind of stuff. And I grew up in the arts throughout my whole life. And right around the time when I graduated high school, that's when I really started to focused on my professional career as like an artist. And I still do choreography for dance and, you know, I judge dance competitions and things like that. But, you know, the arts have been in my life for a very long time and music has been a huge part of it. Whether, you know, I'm a dancer and I'm dancing to music or I'm a singer and I'm, creating music. I just love it. So that's kind of really when I started going really hardcore on my professional career was right after high school, I would think. So, yeah.
And you brought up something, you know, I forgot in showering you with all the accolades, you were an award-winning dancer too, weren't you? Don't I remember reading that somewhere?
Yes, thank you. I won nationals in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for one of my tap dancing performances. So again, dance and singing have been a part of me ever since I can remember. So
very cool. And your mom's got a part in that too, right?
Oh, definitely. My mom, you know, when she was my age, she was in, you know, in the world of the arts as well. She danced and sang and she played viola. She was in the orchestras and everything. So I definitely feel like I've gotten my artsy side of me from my mom and my dad. You know, he plays the guitar and he's really athletic. So he was like varsity basketball, football. So I kind of feel like, you know, I'm a pretty good combination of my parents. Like he's more like the athletic, I don't know, but my mom is like really artsy. So I just thank my mom every day for all of like everything she's taught me too. Cause she's actually a vocal coach as well. So I'm really lucky and really blessed to have her in my life.
Yeah. You get to save life on or save money on lessons that way.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. I always get her input on things and she helps me. And, you know, when I'm practicing and stuff, I get tips and things like that. So I'm really grateful for that.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So let's see. I don't even know what I want to talk about tonight. I mean, there are just so many different things. There's so many different things. I don't know where to go next. But I do want to focus on the music. And really what I want to do is talk about the progression of things. Because unbeknownst to you, I've actually been listening to your stuff now for a minute. Let's put it that way.
Right. Minute. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yeah. It's been a hot minute. And it's been really cool for me to watch the growth. And here over the last year, and I've mentioned this to you numerous times, but you made a little change behind the scenes that to me has paid off in spades. And that was, of course, going to Ben Travis at Two Cats Music in Nashville and recording with him. And I want to know, what's it like working with Ben?
Oh, Ben is fantastic. You know, like my past producer was in Indiana, and I absolutely loved working with him too. I really wanted to find that Nashville sound, and Ben is really, he has a way of capturing exactly kind of what you want. You know, I feel like our conversations are great. I have, you know, if I have an idea, he kind of knows where I'm going with it. I feel really blessed to be able to work with him. I'm actually going to be recording this weekend with him. So I'm really looking forward to getting another single out with him, but I feel really lucky. And I know he works with multiple artists, and he always puts 110% in every single song that I've heard. And I'm really lucky. I'm really lucky to be working with him.
Yeah. And you said you wanted to get that Nashville sound, and you know, the song I played while we were connecting on the phone was You Promised, which if I remember correctly, that was that the first single you did with him?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And I noticed an immediate change in how your voice was being captured. And ever since then, it's consistently been like that. And, you know, you don't want to talk about it. I mean, that was number one here. It wasn't too long ago. and you know, we've got a new one that I'm going to play here in a little bit, Once Upon a Time. You did the collaboration with Hunter Lott another one of our featured artists here at Music Mafia Radio, and another artist that's working with Ben. I mean, you guys knocked it out of the park on that. And I'm going to bet, you know, based on the whole COVID thing, that you guys haven't even laid eyes on each other yet.
Oh, we actually did.
Really?
Yes. The day that we recorded that song, we did it in person. So that was the first time I got to meet him in person. But virtually, we would FaceTime throughout the whole experience. So when we were writing it, giving each other ideas, practicing, all of that was through FaceTime. But, you know, actually seeing him in person was like, well, the first time I got to see him was when we recorded. So, yeah, we worked it out and we got it done. And I really, really love how it came through. I'm so glad that you like it. That makes me so happy.
It is one of those classic, epic country duets. I mean, that is like, yeah, you can't go to any of the big venues in Nashville and hear the names sing a song that has that kind of epic power. It's that one right there is I was curious how the voices would go together, and they blended perfectly. And, you know, again, hats off to Ben for capturing both of you guys. But it really is one of those classic duet love song type things that, you know, I've got him. Is it getting picked up by some of the country stations around?
Yes, we've been reaching out to people, and actually other people have been reaching out to us too. So, you know, Eyes on You is doing very well, and Hunter and I were really happy, and we're really happy with how it all turned out. And, you know, we're just looking forward to seeing what's next. You know, we're just really looking forward to this whole year. I would love to eventually perform live with him with that song. I think that would be great. You know, with COVID and everything, it's kind of crazy right now. But once things open back up, I really hope we can do that. But I'm very happy, and Hunter is too. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Isn't it cool when they're reaching out to you going, hey, can we get a copy of that song to play?
Oh, it's very heartwarming because, you know, Hunter and I wrote it ourselves. And when people really kind of appreciate the song, how it was written, how, you know, we created the whole thing and Ben made it come to life, Ben Travis. And I'm just really grateful to be able to work with Hunter and Ben. And, you know, we just had an amazing time. The whole experience was great. So when people really genuinely love it and want to hear from us and do interviews and things like that, it just feels awesome. But we're planning on writing another song together pretty soon, too.
Very, very cool. And so let's go through the Jennifer Milot songwriting process.
And okay.
let me pick. Well, let's talk about it. I mean, what was the process of 'cause that one's got some sass to it, girl. That one's definitely got some sass.
Well, You Don't Want to Talk About It, I actually didn't write. That was a song that was pitched to me. But Live and Learn, Outcast Dreamer, Once Upon a Time, Senses, all four of those songs are songs that I've written myself. But You Don't Want to Talk About It is definitely a very sassy song. And when I first heard it, I fell in love with it. And I just wanted to, you know, bring it to light.
All right. So let's talk about the others then. What is the songwriting process?
Well, so for me, ever since I was younger, in grade school or just in general, I would always write out my feelings, whether that was in a diary, in a journal, or writing poetry. I just really felt like that was a healing process for me. And once I got into music, I really felt like, okay, like I would love to be able to start writing my own music now that I understand, you know, how to play the guitar and how songs are put together and everything. So I'd like to think that when I was really getting into poetry, writing my feelings down, whether I was going through a difficult time or a really happy time in my life, I would write everything down. And that's me right now. Whenever a little quote comes in my head that I want to put into a song, I have to write it down. I mean, I have tons and tons of journals, and my mom's like, Jen, you don't need another journal. You don't need to buy another one. But I absolutely love it. I love writing things down. And the way that works is sometimes a song just like hits you really fast and you write the whole thing in like a day. And then other times, you know, you start a song and then you just put it on the shelf and, you know, you gain more experience and gain more like ideas and things come in your head and you get all excited about it. So you pull it back out and start writing again. So it really just depends. Sometimes I like to, you know, write out most of the song and then, you know, start playing around with the chords. And other times I have chords. So I'm kind of, you know, I don't really have a formula quite yet, but typically I'm more of like a lyricist. Like I like to write lyrics first. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. So it really just depends.
No, you've got a process. You just don't realize it. And mom, she's allowed to have more journals because I can think of at least one songwriter that I know that has a whole bookcase full of
that's amazing,
of like half completed ideas. And to your point, you know, you go back through something that maybe you wrote, you know, 2 or 3 years ago and it was an incomplete thought then, and you read it and you go, oh, I know how I want to end this.
Exactly. And, you know, I have way too many. Like, I don't know if I can ever get through all of them. But, it, you know, sometimes you just, like, you have to go buy one really quick because you have an idea and you, like, forgot it at home or whatever. So, yeah, I definitely have stacks of just journals all over the place. But, hey, you know, that's how it works. You know, if you don't write it down, if I don't write it down, I most likely, you know, I could forget it or it just... You know, I write the music too. So apart from just the lyrics, I write my own chords and everything like that too. So, you know, you gotta be able to write it down somewhere.
Well, and don't forget you got the voice recorder on the phone too.
That's true. I use that all the time. And I like to use that too when I'm working with people too, and I can send them ideas. And, you know, it's great when you have technology and you can communicate with people and you can tell them, you know, you can send a little snippet of something that you like. And, you know, it's really cool how the whole process works.
It is. I love watching artists like you. Or hearing the story about creation. And just to let you know, Mom says that you win, you can have the journals. It's in the show chat. I've got written proof. I'll take a screenshot for you.
My mom's funny.
But that, you know, everybody's process is a little bit different. So it's really, really cool to hear how folks do it, because you're dealing with it from kind of the emotional side of it, and the fact that you're taking your words and you're putting them down and then putting the music to it. And other, you know, other artists, they come up with a great riff and then they try and figure out lyrics that'll match the tone and the emotion of what they've done musically. So it's really cool.
Exactly.
It's really exactly. Cool to see, because neither way is wrong. As a matter of fact,
There are no rules.
There are no rules, and we need it that way, because that's how we get great music. Is we don't there's not this standard format of stuff. So
right.
All right. So let's see. So Ron says you're a Hobbit fan.
Oh, the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, my dad and I like to watch Lord of the Rings marathons, and you know, I like fantasy. Wow. Kind of random, but I like it.
Wow. Yeah, I've got all of the DVDs kicking around here somewhere.
Oh, we have like multiple copies of each one.
Oh, I've got the extended versions, the theatrical versions,
the bloopers.
The books are kicking around here somewhere too. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Another thing about, you know, writing too, is I love to read. And that's another thing that really helps me and really influences me. If I read a really good book and I'm in somebody's shoes while I'm reading and I'm like reading about this adventure, just like Lord of the Rings, you know, you're going through and you're taking the ride of like watching the movie, or if you have a TV show you like, anything can influence you and anything can just like inspire you. So I try to take, you know, parts of really beautiful stories or, you know, crazy stories and wrap them into my music. I think that's something that is a really nice tool as well.
Oh, it's always fun to write a song kind of that outside looking in perspective too. As opposed to bearing your own soul. I was talking to Dustin Chapman last week, and his latest one, Words and Alibis, he was writing about another couple that he knew. So it was that third person perspective on that. It's cool that you mix stuff up like that. That's good. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I love writing, and you know, sometimes songs just, you know, come at you really quick and you want to throw it down on paper and get into the studio, and other times you just have, you know, multiple like you said on a bookshelf and you just got to pull it out when it's the right time. So I agree.
Cool. All right. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here. But while we take a break, I get to do something for the first time. I get to play Once Upon a Time.
All right.
For the first time on Music Mafia Radio, what's the story behind Once Upon a Time?
Ooh, so for me, Once Upon a Time is basically not everything, like, not everything ends with a happy ending. And sometimes you want to confront the person who did you wrong. And it's kind of a song about closure and how, you know, sometimes you just feel like, you know, there's some words on your heart that you want to speak to that person. So I kind of wanted this song to be that for other people. Sometimes it can be painful, or someone has been cheated on. I've been fortunate and I have never been cheated on. But I know what it feels like to be like betrayed or something like that. So I just thought maybe I could write a song that would, you know, help people get through, and you know, there's some power to the song. So you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, you just got to say your piece sometimes. So that's what Once Upon a Time is all about,
saying your piece. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow Jennifer to say her piece here for the first time on Music Mafia Radio. Here's Jennifer Mellott with Once Upon a Time. I've got Jennifer Mellott on the air, and we'll be back. Well, we'll be back in like 3 minutes and 42 seconds. Brand new from Jennifer Mellott, Once Upon a Time. Oh, I tell you, girl, you know, if and I love the fact that you dropped the little nugget that you're going down to record a new single. I'm cool.
Yes.
I'm cool with that. I'm very, very cool with that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I can't wait to get back in there.
Yeah, it's gonna well, and you know, that's gotta be fun too. I mean, we were talking off air, and one of the things that we've kind of talked around on air is how the pandemic has affected everybody. And now I know before the pandemic, I was seeing like regular posts from you playing here, performing here. How bad has it been in Indiana? I can't keep track of how things are everywhere. So where's Indy as far as live performing goes? Is there any hope there?
Well, obviously in the beginning it was very touch and go. Mostly everything was closed, including some restaurants even. But everything is starting to open back up. Where I live, there's definitely still a mask mandate, and but I think almost everything is basically open back up again. So I think this summer will definitely be a busy one for Indiana. But I'm you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be able to you know, travel a lot more and be able to perform live. I'm going to be performing live this weekend in Waverly, Tennessee. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Playing with a band and another indie artist, Sunny. He's really great. And we're going to be the headliners for a benefit there. And I'm also going to be performing at the Commodore Grill, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm going to be performing there, and Ray Ligon, another indie artist who's a really great friend of mine, he's going to be singing. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, obviously we're still in a pandemic and everything. So there are certain regulations, you know, 6 feet apart, you know, wiping down the microphones and signing waivers and everything like that. But, you know, I think this summer will be a lot brighter than last year.
Well, and I was going to ask you if you were starting to book stuff, but you just answered the question for me. So, I mean, that's great.
Thank you so much.
That is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited.
So the other thing we were talking about, because we share a common bond in the fact that we're both members of the International Singer Songwriters Association. We're actually both award winners.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah. But you know, there it's a double-edged sword, because you know, now that well, I had to do it last year, but being a gold award winner means we got to vote.
Yeah, It's pretty crazy.
I tell you, it's the worst. I tried to put it off last year, and I got to the point where it's like, no, you can't do that. So, you know, I spent a weekend listening to every finalist, and then spent another week of sleeplessness. Trying to figure out how you get it down to one.
And there's so many talented indie artists. To be nominated and to make the finals, even that is a humongous honor. I'm when you're up against other indie artists, even though like technically it's like, you know, the finals and there's a gold winner and silver and all that, everyone is still incredibly kind and genuine. And that's what I really like about ISSA, because when you're all together and when you're finally able to be all together in like a live setting, people are so amazing and so kind, and I just love the bond we all share. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes when it comes to judging, because that would be pretty crazy.
I kind of hate it, actually. I'm honored to do it. You know, the fact that my vote would matter for anything is
right. I totally get what you mean.
But man, it's like, how do you pick one? And you hit it on the head. I don't think 99.9% of America realizes just how good the music is out there. We just have a small sample here. We've got, I don't know, probably 600 artists in the library, and that's just a small little sample of the really, really good music that's out there. And here comes ISSA, with 10,000, 13,000, something like that, 13,000 members. And Tammany said that they had a record number of nominees this year. But, it's not fun. The fun part is, and we talked about this off air, is hopefully sometime here, either this year or next year, we'll all get that chance to get back together and have some fun. Because folks were just so supportive. And that's what I love about indie music the most, I think, is it's not a competition. And, you mentioned off air how you like coming into the show chat and on Monday nights and interacting with everybody. And the reality is,
oh, yeah,
most Monday nights, the majority of that show chat are artists. And everybody's rooting everybody on. And
exactly.
And that's what I love. Getting back into the business after many years out of the business, I knew I'd find good music. I didn't realize that I was going to find this non-competitiveness. Because when I was doing what you're doing, it was pretty cutthroat. And it kind of sucked. So it's been really kind of cool. Oh, and look at that. I just happened to look up as we're talking about ISSA, and there's this Tammy Dove person that just joined the show chat.
All right. Hi.
Tammy Dove. I don't
know. Tammany.
I don't know any Tammy Dove.
Tammany. Yeah, she's amazing, and I'm really lucky to be able to know her, and she helps me so much, and I'm just really grateful, and she's awesome.
She is awesome. Hi, darling. It's good to see you. Everybody love the Dove. You gotta love the Dove. All right. Let's see. You mentioned a new single. Now, on top of all this, and I think I've been seeing pictures like popping up all over the place, but did I catch somewhere that you've got like a clothing line on top of everything else that you're doing?
Yes. So I have partnered up with Mitch Max, Todd. He's really great. We have put together a whole new merch line called the Jennifer Milot Collection. And, you know, all my Milotters, if you guys want to check it out. I love seeing pictures. I've seen some of my fans and friends getting, you know, Milotters Nation sweatshirts and their T-shirts. And it just makes my heart so happy. But you know, Mitch Max is awesome. That's free shipping. There's tons of different colors, when it comes to like sweatshirts, if you want it in a black or a gray or a white or a blue, there's so many different, colors and sizes. So definitely guys, if you haven't already, definitely check it out. We recently just put out, a Senses t-shirt, for one of my new singles, Senses. It says, "You're mixing up my senses," which is the chorus. And I absolutely love it. And we just put out a new shirt today. So yeah, a lot of new stuff. So go check it out.
Wow. What, I mean, how do you find time to do all this stuff?
It's my full-time gig. So I love being on social media all the time. You know, it's really cool because without social media, you wouldn't be able to talk to people from all over the world. And some people are waking up when I'm going to sleep and, you know, vice versa. So I'm really grateful for technology and, you know, it's my full-time gig and I love, you know, doing the merch. I love writing. You know, you just got to work it out. But we've got a system, so it's going great.
So you just made the way you were positioning all that, just put an interesting question in my head. So other than North America, what's the next biggest market for Jennifer Milot around the world?
Ooh. Well, I would probably say the UK, Canada, Germany, Tokyo, Japan, Australia, I think South Africa. I really want to create a map, a physical map in my house of the world and just put little pins where some of my fans and friends are. I think that would be so cool to see. But when I get to hear that people are listening to my music from all over the world, it's such a great feeling and so heartwarming and exciting. But my goal one day is to be able to tour the world. Right now it's touring the country, but eventually to be able to travel all over the world to visit my friends and perform for them. Oh my gosh. That's my goal.
Yeah. And that's cool. And you didn't mention any place that really surprised me because American country is really popular in Germany and the UK. And you mentioned South Africa and it's kind of funny. I was talking to Cliff Wheeler, sometime here in the last week, and their new video is taking off in South Africa, and he's like,
"That's amazing."
I don't know why, and it's like, dude, it's all the women in South Africa. They're just drooling over you, dude.
That's awesome.
And for us, it's Egypt. I haven't been able to figure that out yet, but
Egypt. Well, sometimes your music gets distributed to, you know, a certain platform that, as you know, Americans, we're not really aware of, and it takes off. I've been surprised by a few places, like Tanzania and all kinds of places. You know, it's just insane. It's such a cool feeling to know that people are listening to your music and, you know, you're being ranked in certain polls, like from all over the world and everything. It's just amazing.
I'm trying to remember that DJ in Germany that Rick and I interviewed. Frank? Was his name? Frank. He has a country station in Germany. I'll have to look that up. But yeah, it doesn't surprise. And again, I'm not surprised that your music is getting picked up in those markets because it is just that damn good.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope that I can just keep putting out music constantly and just keep growing. And, you know, it's all about just experience and growing and learning from your mistakes and learning from experience. I know for one thing, like when I first started, I didn't really know what I was really getting myself into, because there's so many different things as an indie artist that you have to do. And, you know, it is my job, but I love my job. I love every part of it. And there's a business side of things. There's the exciting part when you can go perform live, and I have the opportunity to do that this weekend. So, you know, through the whole pandemic and everything, I just really focused on my guitar and focused on writing some music. So when everything gets back up and running, I can just, you know, just really get out there. And, you know, the really fun part is performing live for everybody. So when I'm able to do that, that's just the most rewarding part. And I love doing, you know, Facebook takeovers and radio interviews and takeovers like that. And to be able to talk to everyone online. I know one thing, if, you know, COVID, with everything that happened, if we didn't have these platforms and you and like radio stations and everything like that, us indie artists would be, you know, I don't know where we would be. I'm just so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful for, you know, all of you guys. You guys are just amazing, and us indie artists love you.
Jeez. Well, and I loved, you know, that was one of the things that I saw with the pandemic was the Facebook Lives. And the cool thing is I wondered if they'd kind of jump the shark at some point and just go away. But they haven't. I mean, I see you.
Right.
I see you doing live stuff all the time. Did I see Sydney? And I think I saw Sydney Irving in the show chat. She was in earlier. She's doing them. I mean,
yes.
And it is kind of cool because, like you know, I mean, this station is consumes like 90% of my time. So I don't get a chance to stop in on them very often, but every once in a while, the stars will align and I'll get the notification at the right time. But I actually spend most of my time going back and watching replays. And you're right. I mean, without social media, and I think the social media probably saved you guys more than the radio stations did, because it was incredible to watch everybody be able to go do that. I saw, you know, the virtual tip jars going up, and I'm thinking, okay, this might actually help out. But everybody seemed to do what you did. They kind of hunkered down and grabbed their guitar and started writing a bunch of songs. And, you know, I'm doing new music tomorrow night. I've got 11 new songs. I just did a new music show, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. I did 30 of them last year. And that was my concern when the pandemic hit, was, gee, am I even going to be able to get new music because everybody's right in lockdown and all that. But you guys all figured it out. And it's all.
Well, we definitely had to adapt, you know, with not being able to perform live, being able to perform through virtual concerts and everything has been a tremendous help. And I look forward to it. I love speaking to people like, you know, like this right now on chat. It's really amazing. And to be able to perform and then talk to everybody in the chat and everything. It's a whole different experience, but it's a great one too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love doing it as well. That's why I do what I do. All right, my dear, I think we've hit all the big points except for one. Why don't you tell everybody all the different places that they can find Jennifer Milot?
Of course. Okay. So you can follow me on Facebook. I have an artist page. that actually recently just became verified.
Oh, I saw that.
I was so thrilled when that happened. I feel like that's a really amazing moment, and I'm just so I was kind of tearing up actually, because it was just kind of a surreal moment as an indie artist, and it just made my whole, you know, month. But I'm so grateful for it. I have my Mulatters Nation fan club. If you guys would like to join, if you haven't already, I love talking to everyone on there. I love posting funny videos, and I love to talk to people about ideas and things like that, and sneak peeks, thing, all that kind of stuff. I'm on Instagram if you'd like to follow me on there. Twitter as well. I have a YouTube, definitely, if you haven't already, if you guys could subscribe for me, that would be absolutely fantastic. That helps us as indie artists tremendously. And I'm on Bands in Town, which is a website where you can follow any indie artist. It'll tell you their tour dates. So, you know, once everything opens back up, that'll start filling up even more. Right now it's live performances, interviews, and, you know, Facebook takeovers and things like that. I have a website, jennifermalott.com. So you can just go to my website, listen to my music. I have merchandise on there as well. I have a blog that I recently started where I tell you guys about each song, each experience, if it's a really great experience, and I get to share the details on that. And Mitch Max, we talked about merch tonight too, so if you guys want to check that out, visit mitchmax.com and just click on the Jennifer Mulott collection, but you can also access that through my website.
Wow. You got that all, got that all out in like one breath too. I was like, when is she going to breathe?
Oh. Oh my gosh, you're funny.
Oh man, this has been so much fun, and I'm glad that I'm motivated to have these conversations this year because I get to do things like tonight, and you know, we're always going to be here for you. Always going to be here for you.
I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful for every single person in the chat. I'm just, thank you guys so much for, you know, always supporting me. And, you know, this year has been crazy. I know everyone has been going through so many different things, but I'm just so grateful for everybody. You know, I'm just looking forward to the spring and the summer and getting out there and having some fun.
There you go. All right, so you guys are going to get to hear Jennifer again here in a little bit. Well, not in a little bit, like in mere seconds. But you stay on the line, because we'll say goodbye off the air. I've had the pleasure tonight of speaking with Jennifer Mulott. And Jen, thank you so much for I kind of hit you up a little bit quick, and I was crossing my fingers going, please don't let her be busy. Please don't let her be busy. So I really appreciate you coming on. I've had a lot of fun. So for those of you listening, here's Jennifer Mulott with her number one song here at Music Mafia Radio. You Don't Want to Talk About It, and I'll be back in a few.